Eagles basketball AU Hoop Talk with Coach Brennan radio show is brought to you by our team AU corporate partners, Ameritel Corporation, your hometown place for copiers, DC Trails Charter Bus Services, and Geico Insurance.
And welcome to Maggiano's Chevy Chase for the tip-off edition of AU Hoop Talk with head coach Mike Brennan and the director of athletics, Dr. Billy Walker. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll also be speaking with women's head basketball coach Megan Jebbia. We'll get into the Patriot League schedule. We'll talk about the roster. Lots of question marks for both teams after both teams had such fantastic years the last season. So, Mike, let's just get right to sort of the off season and leading up to where we are right now and what you've been working on.
We had the freshmen on campus throughout July. Taking a couple classes, so they were just around getting used to being, you know, college student athletes. We got to work with them a little bit, so that was good. And then Paris and Gabe Brown were both on campus throughout the summer too. So it was, it was a good time though to work with those guys, and I'm excited to get going here.
You know, Mike, anytime you lose seniors, you're always going to have a little bit of a leadership void that you got to replace or fill in the next year. But in particular, this last year, losing Pee Wee and John Schoaf to graduation, who are two extraordinary leaders, it's going to be tough to replace them. How do you see yourself filling those positions?
You never really replace guys like that. You just hope that they were paying attention to what they were doing on a daily basis. So I used to say to our guys all the time in practice last year, you know, I hope you're watching these guys, because I knew that, you know, I was impressed with what they did on a daily basis, and I was, you know, trying to impress upon our guys, you know, to try to imitate them. So we're finding out now who was actually paying attention, throughout their careers. And, our guys have been working hard, and guys were paying attention.
Won't put you on the spot and ask who was and who wasn't. Won't do that yet. I'm sure that'll become evident as the season rolls on. Jesse Reed has been a guy that really has evolved as a player coming onto campus. His freshman year, he got some minutes, averaged about 4 points a game. Last year, averaged over 14 points a game. You're going to want even more from him this year, both on the floor and in the leadership role. How have you seen him grow in just these last few months?
Yeah, I mean, Jesse's been great since we got here. He's had a terrific career so far. He's also the Patriot League Scholar Athlete of the Year each year, so he's doing it on both ends. But he had a big summer too. He had an internship in Pittsburgh, but he's also working out, you know, with the guys over at Duquesne. So he understands, you know, as when you get to your senior year, you know, you realize, hey, this is it. You know, we better be, you know, working on all cylinders for every practice. So his leadership level has been high since we started. And once everyone got back on campus. And he's been consistent. He puts the ball in the hoop, and hopefully he'll be able to do that again this year.
Yeah, and he seems comfortable in the leadership role. Speaking to him last week at Media Day, he seems like he's really grasped that and taken a hold of it.
He's done a great job. He's comfortable shooting, too, which is good. But he's been great, you know, as far as one of our hardest workers. You know, we look to our upperclassmen to sort of set the tone for practice on a daily basis. And him and Marco, being our lone seniors, have certainly done that.
Now, bringing the ball down the floor, obviously the void left by Pee Wee's graduation, a couple guys that come to mind, Alex Paquin, who was with you last year, as well as freshman James Washington, are two guys off the top of my head. What are you sort of thinking as far as that goes right now?
Yeah, well, I think more guys are going to get an opportunity early to play and sort of show what they can do. It's just so hard to ever decide to take Pee Wee out of the game, so I never did. So Alex didn't get a whole lot of opportunity, but he's worked hard on his game. He's making shots. He looks like an upperclassman compared with our juniors and seniors and our freshmen. He's made great progress. And then James Washington is a freshman from California who's had a very good preseason. And, you know, we bought him here for a reason. We think he can be good. And we're going to find out pretty soon, you know, where he stands.
You know, Mike, it seems like just yesterday that Charlie Jones was a young freshman walk-on, and now he's one of the senior leaders on the team as a junior, but, I mean, one of the leaders on the team and with the most experience. How have you seen him mature and evolve over the last couple of years?
Charlie's an unusual kid in the fact that, I mean, right from the moment he got on campus, he had like a chip on his shoulder. He had something to prove, and he worked in that fashion. So he was always working at a high level. And he, you know, he didn't always, as, you know, starting out as a walk-on, he didn't always get, you know, all of my attention, but he forced me to, you know, look at him and play him. You know, we kid that he has like a list of each roster in his room, and he just X off each guy's whose spot he's going to take. But I mean, we joke about it, but he was relentless in his work ethic, and he forced you to play him.
You mentioned Paris Margos, who was on campus this offseason. He's going to be the big man. How has he was redshirted last year after coming over from GW? How has he taken to the system, and how comfortable are you with him within your system, which can take guys a lot of time to get used to?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Paris has been great. He's one of our hardest workers in the weight room. All the things that he could be a leader, and he's done that. And, you know, picking up, you know, what we do, especially offensively, is different for post guys. That's one of the reasons that he came here, because he wanted to, you know, develop and be forced to do those things and work on those things. So there is a, you know, a period of growth and, you know, sort of trying to figure out, you know, where you fit in and, you know, what you can do, what you can't do, and then working on those things. So he's gotten better, you know, quickly. And, you know, I think he's going to be very good. He's our starting center right now, and we're going to need him to be good, you know, in order for us to be good as a team this year. So I think he understands that, and he's working accordingly.
And, Mike, you know, a guy we don't talk about very much is YY, you know, and see him around all summer working out, and you see him so involved in the program, even though, it, you know, he had the unfortunate health issue. Say a little bit about the character of that kid.
Yeah, no, YY's been terrific. I mean, he's still on the team. He's still on scholarship. He works with our bigs. I mean, he would have been an ex. He was just on his way to becoming a very good player. I mean, as a freshman, he was playing in games. He was, you know, he was in league games playing and being very effective. And just having a kid, you know, especially a post player that had to go through the transition that we were just talking about with Paris, he went through it, and he picked things up so quickly, and he was such a hard worker that having him working with our other post guys, he just has a different perspective, and his experience allows him to sort of, you know, help those guys on a daily basis, and he's been great.
So obviously that's important to have around the team, somebody with that experience. We talked about Paris being one of the transfers that was with you guys last year sitting out, and Leon Tolksdorf is another one. He transferred in from UConn and from Germany, captained the under-16 and under-20 teams, however, didn't play too much at UConn. What type of role do you see for Leon entering this season?
Well, Leon can really shoot. He can put the ball in the hoop, and losing John Schoaf last year, that's one of the things that John did consistently, was put the ball in the basket. So Leon does that. You know, he's a big, strong kid. He's played a lot of basketball. So, you know, like I said, I mean, a lot of guys are going to get opportunities this year, and Leon is one of our hardest workers. I got to say, just the whole group in general, they've been working. It's hard to say, hey, this is our hardest worker, just because they've been working at such a high, high level. But Leon has put a lot of time in, and he's, you know, first in the gym, last to leave, one of those type of guys. So we're going to, you know, need him to be able to contribute in, you know, in multiple ways.
Do you notice the guys maybe working harder this year because they perceive there being more openings on the for minutes, whereas last year, you know, going in, you knew that Pee-wee was going to be in there just about every minute. Schoaf was going to be in there a lot. Jesse was, I mean, you basically had your rotation pretty much set. This year, there's so many questions that, do you think that plays into the guys saying, all right, you know what, there's some extra minutes here, let's go extra for that?
Yeah, it definitely plays into it a little bit, but to be honest, even, I mean, our first 2 years, I was playing, you know, certain guys 40 minutes a game. You know, the starters were the only guys that were playing, but our entire team, they worked at a high, high level. So even guys like Austin Carroll, you know, guys like that who didn't necessarily, they wouldn't play in games for, you know, long stretches, 4 or 5 games at a time, but they would be ready to be put into a game when we needed them. And, you know, they all worked to be ready for that moment. So now, you know, obviously there's more opportunity. There's no definitive sort of starting five right now, so that plays into it. But I think, you know, what Schoaf and Pee-wee did is establishing a culture of working has really carried over, and I think that's more has to do with it than the minutes to be had.
Time for our first time out here on AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan from Maggiano's Chevy Chase. I want to remind you, fans and alumni, get your tickets now for the men's home opener, which is upcoming on Tuesday, November 17th at 7:30 p.m. in Bender. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free Eagles basketball desk pop-up, as well as keychain schedule tag, courtesy of DC Trails Charter Bus Services. Buy online at AUEagles.com or call 202-885-TIXX. Again, that number, 202-885-TIXX. Quick timeout, back with women's head coach Megan Jebbia right after this on Federal News Radio. Welcome back to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan as we're coming to you from Maggiano's Chevy Chase. And we're now joined by Megan Jebbia, head coach of the women's basketball team. And boy, what a season they had last year, winning the Patriot League, going to the NCAA tournament for the first time in program history. Coach Jebbia won Coach of the Year. Jen Dumiak won Conference Player of the Year. Shaquilla Curtis won Defensive Player of the Year. And oh, by the way, school record 24 wins. So thank you for taking some time, and we're excited to see what you're going to say here.
Thank you for having me, Dan. I really appreciate it. It's been a great year.
Well, Coach, we're really happy to have you on the segment of the show. But so first championship, not only for you as a head coach, but in the university's history. So, you know, that was – how huge was that? Well, just let us in a little bit on the, in the locker room, you know, and just how that was for all the players and for you and the coaching staff.
It was a tremendous experience for all of us. I think for myself and for the coaching staff, just being able to do that in 2 years' time, which was not, you know, the plan. Obviously, you want to do that, and that's always your goal. But, you know, from the players' perspective, I just don't think they were thinking. I just think that they enjoyed it and had a great time. And I think after the celebration kind of died down, they kind of thought about what it meant and reached out to other alumni, and were just super excited about it. And I think everybody was really proud of that group. And, you know, everybody wants to be a part of it. So it was kind of fun to be able to see all the nice emails and the handwritten notes and everything. It's terrific.
So in a sense, you say that they just had tunnel vision last year. Like there wasn't a lot of outside static. They weren't constantly looking at the stat sheets and all that. They just tunnel vision. Let's go get this done. Let's click and let's do it.
Very much. We talked a lot about taking one game at a time and not looking ahead. And it became harder and harder the more wins that you get in the Patriot League. And so we just kept talking about, you know, the stats. I'm big on consistency. I'm big on numbers. And they knew what they had to do to be able to win games. And if they reached those goals and the numbers, they felt good about it. And each and every game, pretty much for the most part, without those two losses, they reached the goal.
Now, both of you guys have big voids, hate to break the news, coming into this year. Mike with the loss of Pee-wee, and Megan with the loss of Jen Dumiak, who averaged over 17 points, 6 assists, 6 rebounds a game. So lots of filling in the spot of a point guard, someone that's a court general, so to speak, as well as the leadership component that I know both of them brought.
Well, Mike kind of alluded to it earlier about you can't really replace that person. You know, it's hard to replace Jen. She was responsible for over 50% of our offense, which is scary coming into this year. And I've already seen it in practice where there's times where you go through stretches where you just can't score. And we get good shots, but the ball's not going in. And she shot 50% from the field. And for a perimeter player to shoot that high is really tough to replace. So it's for us right now, it's just trying to find the right fit and the right five that are playing well together. And a lot of them are the younger kids. So for us, it's really subbing people in and out and seeing who's most consistent that day. Because with youth, a lot of times comes inconsistency. And so we have to find the right lineups. And I'm getting closer and closer right now to figuring out what that lineup should look like, and I'm excited about it. I just don't know, you know, where each game in and game out, if we have to get a tough basket, who's going to be the person to step up, when you can always count on Jen.
Right, yeah. No, I think she hit it on the head with the just consistency. I mean, we talked about it just the other day in practice. I'm just looking for guys that are reliable, and I think that, you know, as much as Pee Wee did on the court and John Schoaf did on the court, you know, they scored points, they got steals and got rebounds, but it was what they did on a daily basis in practice, just showing how to prepare, you know, how to, because that's how that's how Megan just talked about it, how she won that championship by, you know, what they did on a daily basis, and you know, that's what people don't see, and that's what the coaches get to see, and that's why we we miss, you know, players like Jen and Pee-wee so much. I'll use my joke one last time. I'm suffering from PPD, post-Pee-wee depression. But it's true. It's, you know, you just know how much, you know, he means to the team and the program. And like I said, I was just hoping that people were paying attention. And, I think our freshmen are going to, you know, be good and be able to contribute. But our upperclassmen have been really good so far.
Now, one of the interesting fun facts is that the three of you you came in to American at the same time. And as coaches, each of you in your first two seasons went to the tournament once. And that's what's happened on the court. And Dr. Walker, could you kind of discuss maybe some of the leadership components and what they do off the court, some of the things maybe that the fans don't see on a daily basis?
Sure. I feel very fortunate that my first two hires as an athletic director were these two coaches, you know.
And genius.
And no, I don't mean that. I'm just saying that, you know, as fantastic of coaches that they are, and you know, in the first 2 years, they've each won a championship. Mike's been to the championship game both times. Megan in the Patriot League is 30-6. She's 34-7, counting the playoffs in the Patriot League. You know, so they've both been spectacularly successful within the league. But even above that, what I'm more proud of is the great people that they are and the great role models and mentors to their kids. You look at their teams, the things they do off the court is more impressive than the things they're doing on the court. And that's all because of what these two coaches, what they, the climate that they set and nurture and cultivate on their team, and the upperclassmen that continue that and pass that on to the freshmen as they come in.
And it'll definitely be interesting to see how both Megan and Mike mix the youngsters into their schemes. Thanks to Coach Jebbia for joining us, and best of luck this season. Coach Jebbia and the women's basketball team invite all AU fans and alumni to make their plans and get tickets to be in Bender Arena for the women's home opener, which is upcoming on Thursday, November 19th at 7 p.m. The first 500 fans will receive a free commemorative Patriot League Championship mini banner courtesy of Geico. Buy tickets to all home games online at AUEagles.com or call 202-885-TIXX. Again, that number, 202-885-TIXX today. Back with more AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan from Maggiano's Chevy Chase right after this. Right, welcome back to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan as we're coming to you from Maggiano's Chevy Chase. And Coach Brennan, as we continue taking a look at the roster, let's take a look at the coaching roster, because you've had a couple of changes to your coaching staff. Nate Philippe leaving to go back to Canada and coach there. So Eddie Jackson is back on the staff. I believe it's his eighth season here at AU, entering his eighth season, been gone for a couple seasons. But just talk about what it is that he's bringing to the staff.
We're excited to have Eddie back. We worked together with Jeff when I was here for a couple years. And you know, Eddie, you know, largely responsible for getting Pee-wee here. I think he's been doing a great job getting us involved with different kids, and he's got a great relationship with all the players. So we're excited to have Eddie back. We added Tommy Strine, who's our director of operations, and he came to us from Richmond. So Tommy's been, you know, doing a terrific job since he's been here. And then, everyone knows Matt and Scotty. We got four, a really good freshman class this year, four players that I really like. And a lot of work goes into that. And they're tireless with the, you know, obviously they're coaching, they're on the court, they're doing all that. But recruiting takes up so much time. And they're just relentless in just getting us involved with the right kids, high talent level guys that are going to fit into the program, not just as players, but just sort of culturally. I'm thrilled to with the staff that we have, and it's fun to come in to work every day. I don't know how fun it is for them, but
Mike, you said something there that I think is key, that you hear a lot of coaches say that. But I'm not sure everybody really understands it. But you're not necessarily always getting the best kid, but you're getting the right kid, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we, it's hard to compare yourself to other programs, but I think we ask a lot of our guys. I mean, I think our guys work really hard. They work hard in the classroom. They work hard on the court. The way we play, we really share the ball. So you gotta get good enough talent. Guys that are used to, you know, scoring and being the best player on their team, but also guys that understand the team concept and they're willing to, you know, to share the ball, and then they know how to play with other good players. And that just takes a lot of, you know, a lot of research, a lot of time to, you know, find these kids and get to know them and, you know, just sort of talk to everybody surrounding them to make sure that they're going to fit in.
You talk about bringing in the right guys and wanting them to fit. Delonte Jones, highly touted, and many have chosen him to be the Patriot League Rookie of the Year. How do you deal with a young kid like that and expectations?
What we just talked about is a big part of it. He's a terrific kid. He's a terrific kid first and foremost. He's a very, very hard worker. He's just sort of following the lead of our upperclassmen. He's talented. And he's going to be good, but I'm just happy with his work ethic and his coachability right now.
Speaking of coachability, Andreja Matic, who's out of Serbia, like Marko Vasic, he was at one of your camps this offseason. What did you see from him that made you want him to be a part of AU Eagles basketball?
Yeah, as much all the work that goes into recruiting, sometimes you just get lucky.
Yeah.
We sort of knew about Andre throughout the year, Andreja. But we, you know, we just didn't get a chance to see him play with his team. But we brought him in on an official visit to our elite camp, and he just sort of looked like a good player. He fit the profile of what we look for in big players. And I think he's going to be a good player. He's another kid who loves to play, loves being in the gym. He's getting shots up beforehand, afterwards. So I think he's going to be good.
And you say loves being in the gym. He's a coach's kid. His father is the head coach of the national team, the Lebanese national team, I believe it is now. In the past, was the head coach of the Iranian national team. So that seems to be kind of a trend of, you know, guys that love to be in the gym being coaches' kids.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Shof's dad was a coach, and you know, Andre, you know, you can tell that he's just been around basketball his whole life. Just how quickly he picks things up, and you know, I feel like I have to repeat myself, but I have to repeat myself less to him. I'm excited. I'm excited about him.
So, Mike, a couple of guys that we didn't really talk about that are going to be big keys, veterans coming back, are Marko and Jalen.
Jalen talked about him actually at the Chalk Talk, and he's been terrific this year. You know, we talked about, you know, sort of the void that, you know, Pee-wee, you know, leaves, and Shof being your seniors and your hardest workers and everything. And I think Jalen has, you know, he's noticed that there is, you know, sort of opportunity there. And he's been one of our hardest workers since he's been here, but he's really sort of picked up as far as, you know, just leading vocally. And all his hard work from the first 2 years is showing up, and he's got a, you know, great, great way. He can really shoot. I mean, that's a big time weapon. He showed it at, you know, the second half of the Patriot League season last year. So I'm looking for Jalen to give us some really good minutes. And then, Marko, our guy, Marko, we were joking. It's like I don't know if it's familiar enough, but that Abbott and Costello routine, the Niagara Falls routine, where he goes, slowly I turn, you know, every time I hear Marko, he sort of sets me off a little bit. But Marco's the kind of guy that he's a tough, tough kid. He's not afraid to make mistakes, but he's not afraid to make big plays, you know, to go after a rebound, to take a big shot. And, you know, he sort of bailed us out last year by being able to come in and play center for the last five games, and he was terrific. You know, he's a major reason that we were able to get to the championship game last year. And he's sort of, you know, he's picked up where he left off. He's, you know, he'll be a backup center, but he's sort of one of these utility guys. He has a good understanding of the game, can do a lot of different things, a very good passer. So you can, you know, sort of plug him in a lot of different spots.
Let's hit quickly a little bit on the schedule coming up on Friday, the season opener at Rhode Island. So initially, right off the bat, you guys are biting off a pretty tough one.
Yeah, no, Rhode Island's a really good team. I mean, they got everybody back from a really good team last year. They're picked at the top of their league, so that'll be a big test. Hampton, you know, we have Hampton at home. our home opener right after Rhode Island. They're an NCAA team. So, you know, we got Stony Brook. We got a bunch of teams that we're playing that are really good. So it'll, you know, we'll be tested, you know, by good teams early. So, you know, I told our guys the first year, you know, I'm not necessarily worried too much about wins and losses. It's just whether we get better each day and they get ready for league play.
And that's exactly what we'll be looking for as the Eagles tip off their season coming up on Friday at Rhode Island. You can hear the game right here on Federal News Radio. We hope you'll tune in for that. For Ben Raby, our engineer back in the studio, for Connor Malley, our engineer here on site, for Mike and Billy, I'm Dan. That'll do it for this tip-off edition of AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan from Maggiano's Chevy Chase. Good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. Today's show was brought to you by our team, AU Corporate Partners, Ameritel Corporation, your hometown place for copiers, DC Trails, Charter Bus Services, and Geico Insurance. AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan on Federal News Radio. Archived episodes available online at AUEagles.com.